Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of God's plan of redemption. We've talked about the creation. We've talked about man's creation, Lucifer's fall, and the angels that left their heavenly habitation and fell also. We talked about the fall of man. Satan was now the spiritual father of man. Man was spiritually dead, separated from God. God was on the outside looking in, and the earth was cursed and doomed to be burned up. And then we were talking in the last broadcast about the fulfillment of the feasts of the Lord. We talked about the first feast season, which is Passover, which involves three of the feasts of the Lord, which are my feasts. They're not Jewish feasts or Old Testament feasts. They are my feasts, as it says in Leviticus 23, verse 2. The feast of Passover, feast of unleavened bread, and the feast of first fruits. And we looked at this out of Leviticus chapter 23. We saw that historically in Exodus, the Passover was the time of the physical deliverance from Pharaoh in Egypt through the Red Sea, which is all a type pointing towards Jesus, who brought a spiritual deliverance from who Pharaoh is a type of, which is Satan, and from Egypt, which is a type of the world, as judgment was coming upon Pharaoh and their false gods in Egypt, just as judgment comes to all those who are under Satan's control and under the world. The personal fulfillment of this in our life is we get born again, receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and coming back into relationship with the Lord. The second feast is unleavened bread, where they rid the house of all the leaven. And leaven is a type of sin fulfilled by Jesus when he bore away all the sin in the 3 days and the 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And the personal fulfillment in our life as we search our spiritual house, our life, and put away all sin. Then the last of the feasts of the Lord in the first feast season, and all these were fulfilled by Jesus on the exact day, is the feast of first fruits, where there was the replanting of the earth with the first barley harvest. This is the early spring harvest. The fulfillment was Jesus' resurrection, where he was spiritually born from the dead. He experienced a new birth down in hell after suffering for 3 days and three nights. He was raised from the dead, conquered Satan, and took back the keys of hell and death, preached to the Old Testament saints who were in the upper compartment of hell, which was Abraham's bosom, and they received the gospel and were born again, and then he led captivity captive. They came up out of there. Jesus got his body in the resurrection, and the Old Testament saints got their body as well. And the personal fulfillment in our life is now we've come to new life in Christ. You and I are to walk in the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now today we're going to talk about the chronology of the last week of Jesus. Tradition says Jesus died on Friday, commonly called Good Friday, and rose on Sunday. Well, this is not true, and we're going to look at this very clearly. In John chapter 1 and verse 29, here's where John saw Jesus coming, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." In John 3:14, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. This is referring to Jesus being lifted up on the cross as the Lamb who was made sin, becoming as a serpent. Now in Matthew 12, verse 40, the Bible says, "For Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." And so the 3 days and the three nights was the time period where Jesus was in hell, suffering for the sins of mankind, bearing away that punishment before he was raised from the dead. Now remember when we talked about the creation, that the evening and the morning are the day. Otherwise, God's day begins with the evening. Now when Jesus was coming to Jerusalem on Nisan day 9, which was Friday, which remember would begin with what we would call Thursday night and then Friday day. In John chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And there they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the meat with him." Now, at the time of the supper would be at the evening, and that would have been the beginning of the next day, which was Nisan day 9. Now, one thing we have to understand, there are two different Passovers. There was the Lord's Passover, which is the 14th day, also called the Preparation Day. And then there was Israel's Passover, which was the 15th day. Then in John chapter 12, verse 3, Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Here Mary was anointing Jesus, who was the Lamb of God, who was going to become king, as he was presenting himself as the Lamb of God, who was going to take away the sin of the world, and the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant of the king, bringing forth the kingdom of God, which was not a physical kingdom, but a spiritual kingdom. Of course, the Jews thought it was going to be an earthly kingdom, but instead, it was a spiritual kingdom, not of this world, but from heaven above. Now, on Nisan day 10, which was the 10th day of the first month, which is known as Nisan or Aviv, that was the day that the Lamb was presented. Remember when we talked about in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 3, where it says, "In the 10th day of this month, you shall take to them every man a lamb." That was the day the Lamb was presented. So here was Jesus presenting himself as the Lamb of God and also presenting the legal claim to the throne of David and hailed as king by the multitudes. Now this was on Nisan day 10, which was the Saturday Sabbath. Remember what happened? The Lamb was being examined from the 10th to the 14th day. The 14th day was the day that he was crucified. Well, the 10th day was Saturday, the 11th day was Sunday, the 12th day was Monday, the 13th day was Tuesday, and the 14th day was Wednesday. The 14th day was the day that he was crucified. Then there were 3 days and three nights that he was in the heart of the earth, which would have been Thursday the 15th day, Friday the 16th day, and Saturday, the Saturday Sabbath, the 17th day. Those 3 days and three nights were the days that Jesus was in the heart of the earth, which was in hell, bearing away the sin of mankind. Now the Feast of First Fruits in Leviticus chapter 23, it indicates that it would occur on the morrow after the Sabbath. Well, that week, the Sabbath being Saturday, which was the third day of that 3 days and three nights, Jesus was raised from the dead at the end of that time, at the beginning of the first day of the week, in fulfillment of the morrow after the Sabbath, which was the Feast of First Fruits. And so Jesus was raised from the dead at the beginning of the first day of the week, which was Sunday. But remember, Sunday begins on what we would call Saturday night. So it would be Saturday night and Sunday day is Sunday. And Jesus was raised from the dead right at the beginning of that day. Now tradition says that he died on Friday and that he rose on Sunday at sunrise, which is absolutely false. You can tell that's false because remember, 3 days and three nights he was in the heart of the earth. Well, can you fit 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday? No. 3 days and three nights fit from Wednesday unto Sunday, where you have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So from Wednesday at the end of that day, when Jesus died on the cross, and then he went down to hell for the 3 days and three nights, until the end of that time, which had been the end of the Sabbath day, that would have been the time when he was raised from the dead, and then the morrow after the Sabbath day, which was the first day of the week, that Sunday, beginning at what we would consider around 6 p.m. on Saturday night, that's the time when Jesus was raised from the dead. The traditions of men are false, and we cannot accept them. Now, going back to Nisan day 14, here's the way things progressed. When even came, that's where Jesus sat down at the Last Supper, and that was the beginning of Nisan day 14. That's where Jesus declared that he was making a New Testament in his blood. After the Last Supper, Jesus went out to Gethsemane, and he prayed, and then Judas came with the band of soldiers, and he was betrayed by Judas and led away to the high priest. He was interrogated, and a mock trial was brought forth, and the priest delivered Jesus bound to Pilate, looking to him to put him to death. But Pilate said, "I find no fault in him." So the Jews themselves took him, and then on the third hour of the day, which would have been 9 a.m., he was put on the cross to be crucified. From the sixth to the ninth hour was when darkness covered the land. That's when Jesus was made sin. And then the ninth hour, that's when Jesus was separated from the Father with our sin, crying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And then he yielded up his spirit with a loud voice, and his spirit left and went down to hell for 3 days and three nights. And that was the end of the 14th day. Then came the 15th day, which was a high Sabbath that week, as Wednesday was the preparation day, and the next day, Thursday, was a high Sabbath day. It speaks of this in John 19, verse 31, where the Jews, because it was the preparation that the bodies could not remain on the cross on the Sabbath day, a high Sabbath day of the 15th day, they sought Pilate to break their legs so he would die and be taken away, but he was already dead. So Joseph of Arimathea got the body from Pilate, and he was laid in the tomb. And that was the end. end of the 14th day, and then came the 15th day, which was a high Sabbath where they rested. That would have been from Wednesday night through Thursday day, which we would call Thursday. Then the next day, Nisan day 16, was the second 24 hours in hell. That was the day when the women bought the spices, returned and prepared the spices and the ointments that day. And it was quite a process that took all day. Then at the end of the 16th day came the normal weekly Sabbath, the Saturday Sabbath, which was on Nisan day 17. That was the third 24 hours period where Jesus was in hell. And of course, that was the day that the women rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. On Nisan day 18, which was the first day of the week, that was the day that Jesus was resurrected. And it would have been at the beginning of that day, we would consider around 6 o'clock p.m. We know it wasn't at sunrise because in John 20, verse 1, Mary came the first day of the week unto the tomb while it was yet dark and he was already risen. The sunrise service is all from paganism as they were worshiping the sun god. So Jesus came to Bethany and had supper with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and his feet were anointed as Lamb and King on Nisan day 9. On Nisan day 10, he presented himself as the Lamb when he came into Jerusalem, riding on a colt, the people declaring him as King and Savior. Nisan day 11 is when he would curse the fig tree, taught, and would cleanse the temple. Nisan day 12, they saw the fig tree withered. He taught further, and it was 2 days until the Lord's Passover when he was crucified. Nisan day 13, he taught again. He was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper. That's where the woman anointed Jesus' head for burial at that time. And then Nisan day 14 was the beginning with the Last Supper. He goes to Gethsemane. Judas betrays him. He ends up in the hands of the Jews, who crucify him at 9 a.m. on Nisan 14, and then he dies at 3 p.m. that day. That's the Lord's Passover and the day of preparation. Then the next day, Nisan day 15, was Israel's Passover, a high Sabbath, first 24 hours in hell in the tomb. Nisan day 16, the women bought and prepared the spices, the second 24 hours in the hell and his body in the tomb. Nisan day 17, the weekly Sabbath rest, where they had to rest, and that was the third 24 hours in hell and in the tomb. Then Nisan day 18, the first day of the week, the resurrection at the beginning of that day, and Mary comes to the tomb while dark, and Jesus was already raised from the dead. So we see the chronology of what happened, and we understand that the traditions of men of Good Friday is a lie. Everybody that has Good Friday services, they're participating in a lie, because Jesus did not die on that day. He died on Wednesday, 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and was resurrected at the beginning of that first day of the week in fulfillment of Passover, unleavened bread, and the Feast of First Fruits. We'll talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems and breaking inherited generational curses. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.